across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm joined now by my guest today, Tyler Shores. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. Thanks
nice
for having me.
Nice to have you here. What a fabulous name, if I may say so.
Oh, thank you.
And we're here today to talk about a talk that you're giving for the Festival of Ideas on the 19th of October. And the title of the talk is, Has Social Media Changed How We Read? Is this a subject that you're researching that particularly interests you?
Yes. It is my current research at the University of California. And I've also worked in tech at Google and worked in social media professionally. So, like, yeah, these are kind of convergent interests that have kind of led to this research. And it's been very timely. A lot of people have a lot of questions about this.
And why this subject? Why is it this subject that interests you?
I mean, I feel like, especially this, the idea of, like, you know, is social media changing how we read? And, like, the short answer without giving away spoilers is yes, it is. But the more interesting question is, like, how and why is it changing how we read? And that's what I'll talk about more at the Festival of Ideas. We're really getting into some of these digital, I'm always fascinated about digital habits and kind of, like, they become invisible after a while. Like, because they are habits, like, we start to not think about them. And I was like, all right, let's take a step back and think about that. So, like, you know, there's a lot, and everyone relates to this topic too. So I think it'll be fun. Everyone deals with social media and reading, and everyone has their own personal anecdotes about these things. So it'll be nice to share it with other people and then have people share with me. Like, if they have ideas and thoughts and questions, like, I love talking about this.
Do you feel this is a transition time, that things are changing, that social media is taking us in a different direction?
I think it is. And I think also, perhaps even more interestingly, is that social media may be changing how we read. And I think maybe even reading is changing social media. How we read is changing social media. So, for instance, Facebook recently has dabbled into novels that you read on the Facebook Messenger app. Instagram is starting to do Insta novels, which are very pretty, like video sort of animated moving things. So it's kind of this co-evolving sort of thing. Like, we don't know. We don't know for sure what's going to happen, but it's interesting to see it take place.
And is it true that reading rates have declined?
Big question. It depends on, like, you know, how we think about these sort of things. In some ways, maybe. In some other ways, like in terms of printed books, we know that paper books, like far from contrary to popular belief, that instead of the death of the printed book and everything, paper books are making, you know, definitely a comeback, and it doesn't seem like they're going anywhere. So that is a tricky question to answer. Is reading on the decline? Like, I will say this, that at no other point in human history are we exposed to more words and more text just because of the devices that we have. So in a way, it's the opposite of that. But in terms of more in-depth reading, more engaged reading, these sort of things, I think that's a little harder. That remains to be seen.
Is it an age thing? You know, I mean, my daughters certainly read less, or appear to, less than I do. As you say, they might be reading Instagram captions, but not sitting down and reading a novel.
Yes. What I can say a little more definitively, it feels that leisure reading, as in, like, reading for the sake of reading and just, like, curling up with a good book or a good Kindle or whatever you prefer, like, these sort of things, that seems to be lessening, not just in the UK, in the US, and kind of, like, you know, like, if you look at it in snapshots over the past decade or two, it seems to be. And that makes sense because, like, we're engaging more with video and Netflix and YouTube, and that time has to go somewhere. But the other thing I will say is that it's not necessarily inevitable. I don't think, like, these things only point, these are one-way arrows. Like, reading might be in a little bit of a dip, but there's a lot of things, like I said, with social media, and, like, maybe we're reading more articles. Maybe we're consuming more things because we have more exposure. So it's complicated.
Is it the attention span that, you know, we scroll now a lot, and if something doesn't grab our attention quickly,
yes,
then we move on. Whereas, you know, I was always told, you stick with a book, you know, give it 100 pages at least, because sometimes it takes that long for it to warm up and for you to get into it.
Absolutely. That is part of the kind of like the digital situation in which we live in. One of the things that I've always talked about is things like Instagram and YouTube and a lot of things, they have infinite scroll, which is the idea that you can just keep scrolling forever until you find something. And that becomes very routinized, very sort of like, oh, it's easy to go on autopilot and be like, oh my gosh, I've been scrolling for 20 minutes. what I'm doing. That is something that kind of like plays on like in terms of like how even apps are designed. It's like they're meant to do that. They want your eyeballs on the screen as much as possible. So attention span has something to do with it. The good news is I think it's also not irreversible. Like we can be very, when you're talking about your daughter and these sort of things, it's like, yeah, they might be used to images and videos, very short videos, 6-second clips and these sort of things. But we can also train our brain to not if we just decide to kind of like put the devices away a little bit and be like, I really want to read through this book and just this book. It was like, yeah, we could take it in like, you know, it's, I think attention span is a little bit like a muscle. Like it's sort of like something that's like, sure, it can atrophy, but we can also build it up when we find something that
we're
really
like. I mean, do you have practices that, for this? Do you say, no, you know, after a certain time, either in the day, I'm not going to go to my screen or I'm going to make sure I read 20 pages, actual physical pages of a book?
I think making time for reading is, I do it. Like I just sort of like, we'll put the devices away and I have an app that I use where we'll actually schedule things ahead of time and be like, okay, so a good example is I saw this recently on the news saying that 90%, it was over 90%, I'm sure, of all people in the UK, the very first thing they do in the morning is check their phone. You know, it's your alarm, it's your all these other things. But what if you didn't check your phone in the morning? What if you just sort of like, you know, ease into your day and read like the news, assuming it's in print or these sort of things? So having the screen-free time is sort of nice. Building it in is something that takes a little bit of effort, but I think it's worth it. I think it's good, actually.
And of course, writers might say, well, actually, all this social media makes things a level playing field because I can self-publish my novel, I can publish through Instagram, so actually, it's giving you more choice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good. I think that's like, you know, I mean, there's good and bad that comes with that kind of democratizing of access, right? It's sort of like, oh, people can find an audience that they wouldn't necessarily have found before. And the other thing, I guess I want to make clear too, is that I don't think books and social media aren't necessarily antithetical. Like the two things can coexist. I would even say books are a type of social media. Like when you think about what they are, they're social objects. Like we share books, we give books, we loan books, like, you know, we hold on to books. They are inherently social. The idea of just sort of like, you know, if I see someone on the tube reading a book that I've just read, I kind of want to say something. I want to be like, oh, me too. I don't know. Like maybe that means I should mind my own business. Maybe that means it's like, you know, there is something inherently shareable about what we read and wanting to connect with others. So I think there's something to that.
Maybe is there also something that maybe we're looking at age again? For me, I love the actual physical presence of a book. And I was looking at a book the other day that I'd read many years ago, actually. And my name was written in there in old handwriting and I'd underlined certain passages and it was a bit fusty and the spine was broken. It was a history object for me. I was felt very affectionate towards it, which you know you don't get with a Kindle. Also, just on a practical level, I like to know how far through a book I am.
Yes. A lot of people talk about the tactile feedback and sort of like, you know, how many pages I've read. Everyone talks about the feel of the page, which you can't really replicate on a screen and these sort of things. And I'm the same way. I'm a bibliophile. I collect signed books. So there's some books that I just couldn't bear to part with because I was like, oh, this represented a certain, you know, it's like a song, like a popular song that you've kind of just like integrated at a certain point in your life. Books for me are sort of like that. I was like, oh, I read this book and I had this book at a certain time 10 years ago during this summer and whatever. So I think there's something to that.
And what about the future? What do you think the future of this? Where's it going?
Yeah, it's very easy to get the future wrong. In terms of, I mean, books, printed books aren't going to go anywhere. Like, I think it'll coexist in the same way that people were talking about the iPod and MP3s and all these things. Like, oh, like, you know, they'll do away with music and all of that. But music's actually doing quite fine. So I think books are going to be the same way. I think it'll just coexist. I think at some point ebooks will get better in terms of just like more interactive content and these sort of things. So it might be a more compelling thing in the future, but I don't expect dramatic changes in the next like several years unless something crazy happens. But I think we'll keep reading. It'll be kind of gradual habit changes that we're seeing right now.
And you're going to be talking about all of this at the Festival of Ideas talk, the 19th of October, 11 a.m., how social media changed how we read. What other things will you be covering in that chat?
Our digital habits and also kind of I'll talk about attention span and digital distractions and these sort of things and a little bit about the tech behind it, because, again, it's sort of some of these invisible things we don't really talk about in terms of there's a great Guardian article that came out earlier this year about how, like, you know, these apps are designed based on, like, you know, even like the color and the types of sound they use to keep us addicted and engaged. And it's like they really want our eyeballs on the screens all the time. So, like, you know, it's not impossible to do, but sometimes we don't want to. But, like, you know, there is a trade-off. I'm not anti-social media or anti-digital distractions, but there is nice balance, and sometimes we do just want to be with a good book. So I'll cover all that. I'll talk about some of the other interesting things, and what else can I say about that? The tickets are free, and I think they're going on live. They'll be available starting in 2 weeks. So, people should, if you're interested in the talk, try to get there quickly, because tickets tend to go quickly.
And as you say, you're interested in people's ideas as well. festivalofideas.cam.ac.uk is where people can buy the tickets. And just on a personal level, Tyler, what brings you here to Cambridge?
I came here actually to work on research and these sort of things. I was originally, or prior to Cambridge, I was in online education and had done tech stuff, but we like the UK, and we like the sort of thing. I will say, like, as a bookish kind of person, like, I've never seen ads in the subway or the tube and these sort of things for new books. And I was like, well, that's kind of pleasant. So there's these sort of things. And the fact that we're on the radio right now talking about books and reading and these sort of things, that has immense appeal to someone like me.
Lovely. And you like Cambridge?
We do like Cambridge. I like Cambridge a lot.
Excellent. Well, lovely to talk to you. So that's, once again, 19th of October, 11 a.m. for the Festival of Ideas talk by Tyler Short, Has Social Media Changed How We Read? No spoilers, of course, but I think the answer is yes, but possibly not as much as we think.
Yes. And ironically or not, I will be tweeting some updates about the talk during the data. So if people want to tune in, it's just my name, Tyler Shores. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram. So in case you can't make it to the talk, you want to follow along, I'll have little tidbits about digital distraction and tips and things like that. So.
Excellent. And festivalofideas.cam.ac.uk is where you can find out about more of the amazing talks that are all part of the Festival of Ideas and Tyler's talk in particular. Lovely to talk to you, Tyler. Good luck with the talk, and hope to speak to you again soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you.